semi-automatic, no click click, we don't feel you like an elephant. Getting fucked with a tick dick, little nigga with a thick bitch. And before I fuck this bitch, I gotta put that patch over my third eye. Slick Rick, truck fit, t-shirt, talk second, skeet first. Boy, your girl a jump off, I hope she land feet first. She give me brain research and I prefer reefer. But if you want some coke, that's cool, cause my home is still. Yeah, my home is still. Don't make my goons go stupid, go stupid, go stupid, yeah. Don't make my goons go stupid, go stupid,
hold up,
go stupid, yeah.
Boy,
okay, okay. My girls and cars both skirt off. I like the pussy so wet that I can surf off. In a hot spot, cause a nigga never chillin'. I do it for my niggas, I just do it to these bitches. Boy, I overgrind, overshine. Ain't another nigga overshine. I'm getting paid, it's overtime. I'm rolling pine, I'm so divine. I'm west side, west side. Dark glasses on like I'm going blind. Looking like Eazy-E, it's just me and Lil Weezy. We get off my dick.
Yeah, my homie still. My homie still. Yeah, my homie still.
Oh God.
Don't make my goons go stupid. Go stupid. Go stupid. Yeah. Don't make my goons go stupid. Go stupid.
Hold up.
Go stupid. Yeah.
Whoa. Oh God.
Look, I'm east side, them haters nine and gone west. My niggas pumping so much bass. Motherfuckers going deaf. Weezy and from east side, them haters nine and gone west. My niggas pumping so much bass. Tunchy, I don't let them hoes. Got so much coke, you gon' need another nose, man. I just play my hand, but I am not the dealer. You see, I got them teardrops, I cry your ass a river. Got that truck fit t-shirt, listening to Rebirth. I skate until my feet hurt. Hot boy, free turk, pussy for dessert. Put your ass beneath earth. And I don't sell drugs, but if you need work, my home is still. Yeah, my home is still. My home is still. Damn, my home is still.
Whoa. Okay.
Bone of Menace, the pod comes up with the skeletons.
Your sister dancing, not the kind that's in the tutu.
No. Human heads on the wall.
No strings attached, that's that voodoo. She said, can't nobody.
There was a girl in the cage with the Batman mask. I don't know if you guys missed that. It was more near the beginning. There she was again right there real quick.
She leaking and dripping. Whoa there, I might just come slipping. And now your missus when it gone missing. And she addicted to what my dick did. Boy, I get it. I get it. Little bitch, my homie still. Yeah, my homie still. Yeah, my homie still. Yeah, my homie still.
Little nigga, make my goons go
stupid. Go stupid, go stupid,
stupid.
Don't make my goons go stupid, go stupid, go stupid. Yeah,
go dumb.
Look, I'm east side, them haters nine and gone west. My niggas pumping so much bass, motherfuckers going deaf. Weezy F on east side, my niggas showing from the west. The niggas pumping so much bass.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here as always with my co-host, Justin Cook. We got a little bit off track there, but there was definitely some interesting stuff, and then you guys heard a little heated exchange between two of our callers, and that happens, you know, and I'm not taking any sides of any of our callers. I'll, you know, let them have their own little dispute or whatever. I just didn't want to let it go on too long because it's just not the direction we want our show to go, right, Justin?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, as far as that goes, and you know, I mean, here's the thing. You know, we may disagree on certain things and whatnot, but we got to keep it moving. You know, some of these things can be verified, some of them can't, some of them are up to interpretation. I want to get back into the Batman stuff. I mean, this is what's going on right now. We've done whole shows on 9/11 and the occult and everything else. I mean, I think that, you know, as far as that goes, I think, you know, that's the area we should be focusing on now. Now, I don't know if anybody saw it, but Stephanie saw it, or I don't know if she posted it in the chat yet, but the blood trail picture, I know she's talking about, it looks like, you know, like possibly like someone was going back into the theater. I saw it. I don't know if anyone wanted to comment much on it.
I saw it. I wasn't too sure if that was really what that was depicting. It was kind of hard for me to tell.
Well, and here's the thing, too. I mean, here's if that was really, you know, it could have also been a rescue worker that had blood in his shoes going back in as a possibility. I was thinking of something, you know, not, you know, it's up to interpretation. I'd like to see it a better view. That's the thing about this stuff. We're seeing faraway views of this stuff. We're not really getting an up-close angle or not. All that we know, really, is that everything is not adding up. You know, it's 1 + 1 = 3 again. And, you know, so, I mean, you know, anyone's guess is as good as ours. We have taken a good amount of time to research, as have many of you. But that's what, you know, if you have anything, let us know. What do you think, Brian?
I've got some more stuff to show people, if you don't mind me showing a couple of short things real quick. Yeah. I got a little clip here from a Lil Wayne video, and when you guys play it, it's only like a 2-minute video, but we're just going to play 15 seconds of it. So when you start it, put it to 1:45, 1 minute and 45 seconds. And actually, you don't even need to, because you can just hear it right here. I'll just play it for you. Just tell me what you guys tell me what he's saying. He is saying that he works for the Illuminati. I don't know how there's any other explanation behind what he's saying. Let me just copy the clip real quick. I copied too much information. Have you heard this one, Justin?
Which one?
The little very short clip of him where he says that he works for the Illuminati.
No, I couldn't hear it. My computer won't work to play certain YouTube clips.
All right, I'm gonna play it right now. You might hear a slight echo for a second if you talk, but here's the song, guys. And I'm gonna go forward to 1:45, and I'll give you guys the clip after two, so you guys can have, you know, the source material or whatever. And you guys tell me what he says right here.
We about it, warfare Illuminati. We all here, nobody hiding. Got it.
What's that sound like to you? I'll play it again.
You Daco.
We about it, warfare Illuminati. We all here, nobody hiding. Got it.
Definitely seems like he's saying something Illuminati. We ain't hiding.
Yeah, it sounds like he said, me and Gotti, we got it. We work for Illuminati. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, and we ain't hiding. You know.
They show a picture of the pyramid thing on the dollar bill too. I'll post that in the chat for you guys. Mm. That's the video right there. Yeah, Stephanie says it sounds like Illuminati something. I played it for a few other people earlier. They said the same thing. You chatters out there, you guys have any questions about? You know, about the shooting or the non-shooting or the false flag event or the media event, whatever the hell happened in Aurora. You guys have anything that you want to input that we haven't brought up yet? I got a few more things coming. Most of you have seen it because most of you are in our groups or whatever. But for the people that haven't, you got the comic book. Hold on one second, Justin. I just want to tell them the comic book real quick. The 1986 Batman comic book. It's actually a Batman comic book, not just any random one, okay? And there's a lone gunman that goes into a movie theater with orange hair and starts gunning down innocent people in a Batman movie. It's pretty unbelievable. I mean, at some point, the coincidence is, you know, it stops being a coincidence. What do you think about that that little piece of predictive programming, Justin?
Oh, that's insane. I mean, you know, like you said, you know, when it comes to coincidences, you know, there's only so many, you know, and like we said, too, about the theater shooting thing earlier, how many movies have you ever seen where they've shot up a movie theater in your life? And then you have the same movie that this happens in. It happens to be in the previews. To me, it just seems a little too planned. You know, I really can't. I don't know. The odds of that happening have to be very, very high.
Oh, yeah. Jibs wanted us to play the clip one more time, so I'm just going to appease our listeners. Jibs, pay attention. It's going to start right now. Just listen to what he's saying.
We about it, warfare Illuminati. We all here, nobody hiding. Got it.
And again.
We about it, warfare Illuminati. We all here, nobody
hiding. He's either saying work for or walk for Illuminati. And I mean, I would look at that as being pretty much the same thing. What about you, Justin?
Yeah, it sounds like we all work for, or we all hit work or here for the Illuminati. Something about John Gotti got it, or we ain't hiding. I don't know.
He's got a ton of symbolism in his videos.
What is the name? What is the name of that song? Let's see what the official words say.
Oh no, this isn't My Homies. I don't know. This is a different song. Let me see if I can find the name of it. Not sure. Not sure of the name of it.
We got to figure that out.
Yeah, maybe some of our listeners can help. I'll throw you guys the link real quick. If you guys can figure out the name of this video, there it is right there. I'm sure somebody probably already knows it, you know?
Jibs is saying Warfare Illuminati.
Yeah, that could be. It could be.
Are we from Illuminati? We won't fear. Frightening is saying won't fear Illuminati.
It's hard to tell with all that damn auto tune on his voice.
I know. Seriously,
it's funny that they actually brainwash people to think this guy is one of the most talented rappers.
Oh my god!
How the hell can you believe that? He has a few good songs, but some of them are just absolute crap.
And here's the thing, too, Brian, going back to, when he was with the Hot Boys and, the early stuff, Number One Stunner and The Block Is Hot, I could see he's thinking that was okay. I liked some of that. But as far as the new stuff goes, I can't even listen to it. And that's before I knew about the occult angle of this.
Oh,
I'm talking,
garbage.
For the last, 5 or 6 years, ever since he's been considered to be up there, whatever. Now, Jay-Z, on the other hand, he is a good lyricist. I don't respect him for what he does and the fact that he's, pushing black-on-black crime and pushing kids to go out and hustle to do this and that. But on the other hand, he is actually a very talented lyricist. But this guy is trash. He really is. It's
yeah,
just
it's
another
not even comparable,
auto-tune garbage.
Know? Not even comparable.
Stephanie just put up some information here. In addition, James Holmes' father, Dr. Robert Holmes, worked for San Diego-based HNC Software, Inc., a company that worked with DARPA to develop Cortronic neural networks that enable machines to translate oral and visual stimuli and simulate human thinking. The Holmes family appears to have deep connections to the military-industrial complex. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Holmes, the grandfather of James Holmes, was a graduate Turkish language graduates of the Army Language School, later the Defense Language Institute in Monterey, California, the same military installation, incidentally, where alleged 9/11 hijacker Saleed al-Ghamdi trained. Wow. Thanks for that, Stephanie.
That's some good information. So his father basically built androids. Is that what we're talking about here?
It's more...
That's what it sounds like.
I don't even know what you would call it, but neural networks, I would think that's more of oral and visual. That's, I don't know, sounds kind of like a voice, a V2K type thing, voice to skull type thing.
Oh, I want to ask the listeners something. Have any of you guys watched any of these witness interviews? Because I spent a few hours watching some of them today, and, I know this is just opinion, so this is a touchy road, but I'm sorry. Some of them just look like piss poor acting to me. Some of them aren't looking at the camera. They look like they're looking at a teleprompter. There's like no emotion. One girl was like laughing. Like I said, you have that one witness that says the guy started shooting an AR-15 after he dropped all the smoke. Like, how do you know he's shooting an AR-15 when you're in a dark, smoky movie theater? You know what I mean? He just had all the details.
Just to bring up something too, the whole thing doesn't it seem like what a cop would do in the situation? First off, we get a phone call, someone propped open the door, and supposedly this guy walks in throws some tear gas on the floor and starts spraying up the place. You know, that sounds like a, like something you would, like an organized, like a SWAT team would do, you know? It's just very, very, very funny that this kid, 24-year-old kid, who is pretty much a science geek and a neuroscience student, you know, I don't know. To me, it just sounds very funny. Of course, they put together the whole background that that things weren't going well to make you seem like he just blew a gasket. Well, things might have been going well because the last 6 months or so, he might have been under some type of electronic harassment or whatever, and that maybe made him drop out or whatever the case may be. Either way, that how he bought all the gear and stuff is funny to me. Go ahead, Brian.
How about the other, as they would call, very ironic situation that Colorado Medical School was actually running a terror drill that day with the same scenario with people getting gunned down in a movie theater in Colorado?
Yes, yes. Do you have the link for that?
I have it right now, and I will put it in the chat for everybody.
Here now, you go, guys, this is one of the bigger pieces of evidence that I would say to present here. Now, this is something that they've done before, like last year with the Giffords supposed, shooting. They had a thing followed. It was called the X Plan, yep. EX/Plan. Now, I don't want you to go. Dallas Goldberg was the one that put that out there, but I think that was just his honeypot, and then the rest of everything that he's had has been disinfo. But I have looked into it, and just like that, just like 9/11, just like however many other things, these are drills. Like at the same time, remember on 9/11 they had drills where the Pentagon, yep, and the World Trade Center were being hit. You know, the all the war games, and that's the how they maybe even air traffic control or whatever didn't know what was real. You know, whatever the case may be. What else is it? London had drills.
London 9/11, Oklahoma City.
Oslo, yep.
Oslo, yep. And for you guys, if you didn't see it earlier, I don't remember if I posted it earlier. I think I just talked about it. Here's that Batman comic book. I want you guys to open this link while you listen. It's just one page thing. It's like six illustrations, and you will actually see the shooter that looks very much like Holmes with the orange hair going into a movie theater and gunning down innocent people. And that link is in the chat right now, folks. Check that one out. That is some serious, serious predictive programming. And I watched some other stuff today where they were showing government officials like Obama, Eric Holder, people of that ilk talking about how we need to be ready for a lone gunman plot against the United States, a terror attack by a crazy one man with a bunch of weapons and all that. And there were like 15 different speeches on it all in like the last year leading up to this. And a lot of you guys out there, and I don't know particularly about you guys, but a lot of the people out there have been talking about this UN, gun treaty ban on the 27th or something. And most of the places I was seeing it come out from was like InfoWars and stuff, so I really didn't pay any attention to that. So I kind of doubted this whole thing from the start. But
last week I was debunking it. Just last week I was saying how I didn't believe that because here's the thing. A week ago, before this went through, my opinion was that was more disinfo to make everybody out there say, oh, they're going to come, they're trying to get our guns, they're trying to get our guns type thing, and whip up everyone into a frenzy. And now you have this a week later where and I figured unless something big happened, which it did, a totally big event happened, and now I'll say, hey, I was wrong. This may very well happen. I still don't know if this is enough, though, because here's the thing. Whether or not we don't believe that politics are real. We believe that it's totally staged. However, 66% of the Senate still has to pass this. This is not just on Obama. So to say that most of these Republicans would risk, losing that much, what would you call it? Losing that much, that many supporters because, you know, that's what the right is. Republicans are all about is gun rights and everything. I still think we need a few more, at least one or two more bad incidents before anyone's ready to let go of any guns. However, will this maybe in the state of Colorado, will things get a little tighter there, or maybe certain states? Sure. I don't know. I don't see it. It's still being yet. I still don't see that the UN or the US giving into because it is that would be a blatant, you know. And well, the Patriot Act was blatant against our Constitution, but you know, right there, what I really think people really value that Second Amendment as much as you know the First Amendment. And I don't know. I really don't see them doing it yet. I don't think Americans are conditioned yet to give up their.
We were wrong before because we thought they were going to do it after the Giffords thing.
What was that? We thought they were going to do what after the Giffords thing?
Come after our guns.
Well, I don't know. I that was the Jones line. I didn't think that the Giffords thing. I think was part of, you know. But I think it's going to take a few more incidents, Brian. You know, I mean, I don't think one or two of these. You know, and here's the thing. Maybe they go in the. And look, we have two deadbeat president candidates, you know, besides...
Look at what Bloomberg said. Bloomberg said all the police should go on strike if the residents don't turn in their guns.
Now, guys, if you...
And here's that quote, guys. That's in the chat right there if you want to check out the article. Go ahead, Justin.
Yep. Well, now, going back to the Bloomberg thing, I mean, you know, guys, if to hear something like that come from a politician, you know, it's just amazing the balls that this guy has to say something like that. Now, to be honest... A cop has never done anything good for me in my life, so I'd actually be happy with that. But just for them to say that to the public and, you know, to get that on people's mind. You know, the whole thing about this whole thing, just it may just be more fear porn. Just, you know how much these people really do prey on your emotions and on your energy. So, I mean, if everyone's in a constant thing of fear, if everyone can't even go to the movies without relaxing... I think that's another thing that possibly maybe put in, you know, where they have metal detectors in every movie theater, which of course wouldn't have stopped this either because someone opened the back door, you know. But I mean, it really makes you wonder. Now, what could you do there? You can't close a fire escape up, you know. Maybe put guards by the door, you know. But either way, it's just bringing us more into this Orwellian nightmare that these globalists have planned for us.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. How about you, callers? I mean, let's open up the lines again. And if you guys have any opinions on this, call in. It's 978-735-2224 from your cell phone or from Skype. It's just The Real News Online. You can actually just click the call me button, the big green call me button, and your Skype will automatically dial in.
And what do you call it? Simone got the link for that song. Supposedly the song is "Don't Give a Fuck," the one with we didn't get the lyrics. And what it's saying here is, I hope you mean it when you shout it, cause me and my young G's would come and see about it. We bout it warfare, and now they spelled Illumititty. It looks like, but warfare Illumititty. We're all here, nobody hiding. Got him. So I think it is warfare Illuminati.
Simone, throw me the link in my chat here that we got going on Facebook, and I can I want to play the whole song during the next break. I want to hear what the whole song says.
Well, she's got the lyrics here. I'll throw it in the Skype chat for you.
Well, I didn't want the lyrics. I wanted the actual audio.
Oh, okay.
If she had the audio, but if she don't, no big deal.
I'm actually looking at some more of the, I don't know, you know, it doesn't seem like there's too much more in here about anything, but either way, you know, I don't know, I mean, it definitely, the theater thing is definitely some, you know, something that someone, you know, had that told a record producer or a director or whatever to throw that in there. And like you said, with the Batman mask, just seals it up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely seals it up. Now, what do you think about the handling of the crime scene? Like, I saw pictures with the assault rifle still on the ground in the daylight. Would they leave it there that long? I mean, I know that they might. Would they leave it there that long, though?
Possibly if the scene is under control. That's iffy. I don't know. But regardless, You know, hey, let's, you know, here's the part we haven't touched on. You know, here's the part we haven't touched on at all, and this is the fact that this guy supposedly shot up all these people, had all this ballistic gear on, including a nut and throat protector, and yet he went out and sat in his car and waited to be arrested when, and, you know, you would think with a guy like this, he would have wanted to shoot it out with the cops. And then afterwards, supposedly, Riggs's apartment, you know, his apartment was rigged up, and he tells them about it. That's not the act of a guy who wants to see it, you know, as big as body count as possible, you know, and is ready to go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, to that me, doesn't make any sense.
That's the actions of somebody who's totally under the influence of something and maybe had a change of plans or was just a total patsy. You know, I have trouble really believing that this guy could really do this. To be honest, I really do. Looking at the kid, you know, I mean, maybe he was mind control, but I, you know, to be honest, I think they just if this did go down, then they just stuck him in a car, most likely, had a couple pros walk in, and that was the reason for all that the gas mask and everything. That way, you couldn't tell it was him by some chance, even if anyone, you know, had a couple pros come in, do some shooting, and then, you know, walk out, and this guy's sitting in the car, you know, half in a stupor. Yeah, I don't know. Frightening as far as that goes. I, you know, as far as that goes with the Lil Wayne song, I'm not sure. Yes, those pages are notoriously wrong as far as lyrics go. But I don't know. If that's funny, if he is saying, if he's saying that we don't fear Illuminati or whatever, then but yet the guy is making music for him, you know, then it's just a total, it's just totally just ridiculous bullshit.
Yeah, there was some other parallels before I forgot that I wanted to mention. A couple funny things. So you got this Lil Wayne video with the Batman thing going, and the whole you know, thing with the skeletons at the end. I also found an article where Holmes, okay, he actually despises Lil Wayne and his music. And I just thought, like, this story is just getting ridiculous. And here's the link for that right here, guys. It's in the chat.
Yeah, why would they bother throwing that out there?
All right, why?
You know, why would they bother throwing that out there? That, to me, that's just maybe, you know, and here's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. As far as these occultists go and whatnot, is when you get, you know, when they have these events and whatnot, that's the reason for predictive programming is not only to warn their fellow initiates, but it's also to pretty much, they feel like they can do it as long as they give, like, as they have our permission. And by putting it out in plain sight, putting it in movies, putting it in music videos and comic books or whatever, that's like them saying, oh, well, we tried to warn you type thing, or, you know, and that's really how they feel. This is, you know, something where they really, that gives them more power by, you know, by them feeling that we know better. In other words, it's a really, strange, fucked up line of thinking, but, I definitely, feel that's something that they, you know, have been known to do, and that's something that I think they have to do, you know. So, I mean, and plus, it's also a good, you know, to laugh at everybody when they see it a couple of years earlier before it happens. Now, you know, with this happening, we have the Olympics coming up soon, too. And with everything that's been surrounding the Olympics as far as, you know, false flags going on there, who knows where we're headed. All I got to say is, hold on to your seats for the next month or so, because it's going to get bumpy, I think.
I think you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. I got that link from Simone for that Lil Wayne song that we just heard the lyrics from. And not that I want to play Lil Wayne all night, guys, but we're going to take a quick 4-minute break. We'll be right back. You listen to Dose of Reality Radio. And this is that Lil Wayne song that we were just questioning that last clip of earlier about him working for the Illuminati. So we'll be back in 4 minutes. Leroy.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to my little party in your honor, Leroy. The guest list has been compiled so that you go out in style.
I hope you mean it when you shout it, cause me and my young G's are coming to see about it. We about it, Warfare Illuminati. We all here, nobody hiding. Got him, put them inside of him, slide them inside of a dryer. Tie your girlfriend to the tires and ride them. Stop playing with gangsters, you get a pink slip. And don't nobody see us when we do it. We call that a blank trip. And we all on the same shit. Get money, die slow, bang quick. And 5-0 ain't shit, bitches ain't either. We grind extra harder cause the kitchen can't feed us. Live from New Orleans where the bitches slang diesel. The niggas bang needles, why wouldn't they bang heaters? Think people, young nigga on the brink. And I won't break until I stink.
You don't mind if my friends introduce themselves to you, Leroy? Then let the game begin!
Can't leave without mine, and I ain't too pleased about why. But fuck it, y'all, like two tears in a bucket, I bust it. So don't you try that bullshit in public. No paranoia, boy, I got lawyers. And I got a box of bullets for you. Carter the warrior, Maul got the 40, yeah. Maulie slide the 40, yeah. Bet I'm off stage, going all in the audience. Lock a nigga up, I'm going all in the war and shit. Then I stick your niggas with the shank on the yard. Shit. If they soldiers, I'm the sergeant. Loading up my weapon, protecting my margin. Marching, I got you on target. Barrel scorching, caught you, Arriba Dolce. Shit, young Weezy, no play. The drama's just foreplay.
Who's the master? I can't get you, Leroy.
Drown him, for Christ's sake, will you drown him?
Around here, daddy, we don't kid around. Automatic, spin him round. Call his family, sit him down. Let him know the story. Don't forget to let him know I'll be coming back for them. Damn me, I ain't a killer, but come push me. You never seen a head make a pussy. Let the whole clip touch you. I ain't nasty, I'm serious. But it kinda look like a woman on a period. Ugh. Furious, drop the beat. You can probably still hear the car in this mop the street shit. I hope that ugly look is not for me, cause I ain't trying to get no blood on the freaks. Shit, what is your problem? What is your beef? I bet it be I. Where's my peace? Where's the love? Like, where's the Jeep? I'm ready to die, but he ain't ready for me.
There is one place that you have not looked, and it is there. Only there. That you shall find the master.
You sure look like a master to me.
All right, Leroy. Who's the one and only master?
I am. Ah! I am.
Shit. Oh! God damn! Let me go.
Oh my god. Guys, thanks for sticking with us. I'm sorry you didn't even hear me talking for 20 seconds. My mic was muted. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with Justin Cook. As painful as it was, we had to play a couple Lil Wayne songs tonight just to show you a little of the predictive programming that was going on. You know, they had terror drills in Colorado the same day. They had the scene in the movie previews right before Batman with people getting gunned down in the movie theater. You know, you have the comic book. At some point, it all stops becoming coincidences. I mean, it really does. At some point, you have to admit that all this is planned out. whether you think it was a false flag attack or a total media hoax, either way, it's still a despicable act, you know, blaming people for something they didn't do. Just like 9/11 was a despicable act, blaming a whole other country on something they didn't do. And then, you know, right. What we do to get back and pretend that we're the good guys? We go and kill 1.8 million Iraqi civilians, never mind Afghanistan, but in Iraq, 1.8 million civilians. Okay?
And spread toxic depleted uranium all across their country as well.
Oh, yeah, along with other chemical weapons that I'm sure we sprayed. And out of all the people killed, 90% of the people were civilians. You can't kill almost 2 million civilians on accident. If you're going to try to tell me that you can, you're full of shit. And I'll call you out on it right now, okay? If you want to tell me that they killed 200 or maybe 2,000 by accident, you know, even that's not acceptable. But that's a lot more believable that it wasn't, you know, on purpose. If you kill 1.8 million innocent people, and I've seen many of the bodies, it's disgusting. That's your operation. That's not, you know, that's not by accident. And here we are demonizing people who we say killed 3,000 of us, which isn't even true. But even if it was, so we're any better when we go back and kill 1.8 million innocent citizens in another country? And just in the last 50 years, guys, we have overthrown 37 countries. Think about that. And not a single one of them has remained a democracy. Not a single one.
No, they're all under the Rothschild central banks now. Every
one
of these countries.
Yeah, we have bases in every one of them, and they're all controlled by the IMF and the World Bank. And then you know where all that leads back to, just like our military leads back to NATO and then to the Vatican. And, you know, the same thing with the money, and the Pope's the richest guy in the world. And people don't want to talk about that. But, you know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. In my opinion, you know, if you want to know who the big, big players are in this, I think the Pope sits at the top of all of it. Either him or the Black Pope, one or the other, you know.
Or actually, I mean, I hate to bring out this to people that don't know, but to be honest, I think as far as that goes, I think the Pope is more the head of the papal families, to be honest, and I think those are the main families which have all the money. The Breakspears, Orsini's, which is, you know, the name of the great Pope. The great Pope is supposedly always bloodline. You know, but regardless, this is semantics. This is, you know, we know that the top of the line is somewhere at the Vatican. It has something to do with the Jesuits when they took over. And Pope Benedict is just a puppet of the Jesuits. And then, you know, as far as the Black Pope, which is the head of the Jesuit generals. And then you have the bloodline Pope, which is Pepe Orsini. You know, and supposedly the Ptolemaic bloodlines, you know, are the, you know, the ones that still run the Vatican or whatever. But, you know, as far as it goes, it's hard to tell. I believe that they're all at least Knights of Malta and whatnot. You know, that's the main thing there is between the Jesuits and the Knights of Malta. That's really the power base, I would say.
Oh, they're totally implanted in our government.
Yeah, totally. You know, anyone that wants to look into every head of the CIA we've ever had, everyone has been a Knight of Malta. That's pretty much a requirement, I believe.
And,
you know,
tell people that's the military arm of the Vatican. So if the military arm of the Vatican is running all our key positions, and we're also taking orders from NATO, you guys do realize we're not at the top of this. We're not calling the shots. It's a genius plan, and they did it years ago, and they use religion as – guys, I'm not trying to sell anybody that's religious. I know we got a few people listening right now. But you can't deny the fact that many people have used religion as a method of control. I don't think any of you guys can deny that at all. And it was actually a brilliant plan. And in my personal opinion, and you guys can – tell me I'm wrong, and I if you want to prove me wrong, we can talk about it on the air. That's fine. But I don't think Rome ever fell. I think they went into hiding and hid it in religion, and they were very smart about it, and they got everybody believing in, that, you know, these certain few people were prophets of God, and they talked to God, and then they probably, you know, they probably wrote the Bible, you know? It was probably written by man just to control people. I know a lot of people that's not going to be popular with, but you've got to think about it.
Yeah. No, the whole thing about it is, you know, I do believe that the King James Bible had a lot of it was possibly written by or was, you know, it was supposedly translated. I believe Francis Drake was someone that possibly wrote that, as well as, you know, also possibly wrote all of Shakespeare's plays, which is something that a lot of people don't have. If you get a chance, look into Sir Francis Drake, look into Shakespeare didn't write his own play, you know, look into that, and you'll come up with a lot of information. There is a guy named John Dee, and supposedly one of the big statues at the London Olympics is going to be for the is going to be based on this guy John Dee, who was also involved in a couple. He was used as a character in a couple of Shakespeare's plays as well.
You know, but like Fred, you know, Shakespeare didn't write his own play. You know, look into that, and you'll come with a lot of information.
I'm hearing radio on.
Hi, I'm listening to you, like, badmouth the Pope and all this other stuff. Have you read St. Malachi's Prophecies?
Have I read what? St. Malachi's Prophecies?
St. Malachi's Prophecies. Anyway, this pope is the second to the last pope. The next pope will be Petrus Romanus, not this pope. This pope is from the Olive. Anyway, I'm listening to your show, and I'm listening to people badmouth the pope. But this is what they want. Do you not get that they want to ruin the Catholic Church? They want to ruin Christianity.
Does not represent Christianity, though. The Catholic Church has been an affront on Christianity. I agree they want to get rid of all the religions for the new religion, but you can't say the Catholic Church has not been running the world and is not the new world order.
They haven't been running the world. This is why nobody wanted to vote for Kennedy in the 60s, because they said he would be controlled by the Catholic Church. Kennedy was controlled by no one except the Bushes, who killed him. And that's what happened. George Bush was the head of the CIA, the Mafia, and George Bush and the CIA killed him. Anyway, the point is, I don't want to go through...
Duelist Brothers.
And his brother, and, well, as far as Ted goes, Ted was a Mason. So don't even put him in the same category as John and Bobby, because this...
The thing about the Kennedys is they were an Illuminati family. However, they went against
the... they were not an Illuminati. Yes, Kennedy was involved, but
yes, he Rose was, and he fixed the elections to get them in. However, John went against the grain. John and Bobby went against the grain, wanted to do good, wanted to put out a real currency. And the war in Vietnam, among other things, supposedly also wanted to stop Israel from getting nukes. Right.
And get rid of the Federal Reserve and CIA. Right. Don't forget that.
Right.
But anyway, I was a 13-year-old kid when this whole thing happened. I mean, I was crushed because I went to Catholic school and we all loved him and whatever. But since this has happened, he was a man. He had affairs. Don't say that these people, that all these people that are in the White House don't have affairs. George Bush is a homosexual. He's had affairs with X amount of men. And right now, even as we talk, there are men at Bohemian Grove in Northern California who are having sex with each other. And who knows when the cremation of care happens, but it's true. So I'm sorry to bother you, but I just had to say this because I don't want you to be bad. Look,
but it's also true that the Pope and the Archdiocese around here in Boston, near where I live, they actually covered up 250 priests molesting children and just kept moving them around.
Yeah, you
from
know, I know that they covered up men, but, you know, they let them into the priesthood because there were no priests. And now
I don't give a fuck why
they
let them in. That doesn't give them the right to molest children.
No, I know, but they don't. I don't think that they realized when they let them into the priesthood that they were going to do that. I'm serious.
But they condoned the behavior, Linda. They didn't turn them in. They just bounced them around to different churches and gave them new kids to pray on.
Just like what Penn State did with Sandusky. What's his name?
Wait a minute. I knew Dottie and Jerry Sandusky. My freshman year roommate at Penn State was Nancy Clem. She ended up, because she was from a poor family in Susquehanna, PA, she boarded with the Sanduskys. Through her, I went to the Sandusky home. I met them. I heard in 1983 that Dottie Sandusky was having an affair with Jimmy Cephalo. Now, Cephalo and Cephalo, Sicily, when I first learned about Aleister Crowley and learned about Abby of Selena and Cephalo, Sicily, I said, that's very odd. Jimmy Cephalo's name is so close to that. Well, Jimmy Cephalo had Anne put a curse on Joe Paterno of Licorice Root. Jimmy Sandusky, at her dining table in 1970, Joe made it a point of not recruiting players. He had his assistants do it. And through a big fussy fit, hissy fit, she had to have Joe to her dining table so she can put a curse on him to control him. That was the curse of Licorice Root. Now, at Joe Paterno's funeral, Jimmy Sandusky stood up. And you can search for this online because that's how I found out about it. He said that his mother fed Joe a dinner. And the food was better than Mrs. Capoletti's. So I'm telling you, Jimmy Cephalo was one of them too. I think that Dottie and Jimmy Cephalo were having sex magic that went in that affair.
Hold on, who was?
I don't know, but because I have been researching witchcraft for 5 years, and before that, you couldn't even tell me that witchcraft was real. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe anything.
Of course it's real. I mean, of course this is their religion. That's what it's all based on the Kabbalah,
Talmud. Isn't that sad they put that name there? By the way, Anne Capoletti had sex magic with L. Ron Hubbard to conceive Joey. He was not even a Capoletti. She conceived him to sacrifice him for John because she put the hoodoo curse of John the Conqueror on John to make him the family cash cow. Now, when he was 5 years, when he was a toddler, he was so bow-legged he tripped himself. They had to put braces on him. She went to a witch in Brooklyn who told her what to have another child to sacrifice him for John to be a success.
Could you get us any like documentation on this? I mean, I'm not trying
to. Everybody that I know knows that I was with John for 7 years. I had no clue he was a witch. I had none. Everybody that I know at Penn State knows that John Capoletti was my boyfriend. John put a curse on his roommate, Bobby Williams, from Greensburg, PA, which this is such stuff I learned later, to steal his wife. You don't think he got to a power position of winning the Heisman Trophy because he was a good football player. He was in competition with Tony Dorsett and Hicks from Ohio State. He was a guard. He had no competition. And I will bet everybody who has ever won the Heisman Trophy has been involved in witchcraft. There are so many athletes out there who are involved with witchcraft. LeBron James. What's that big guy's name? Shaq.
He's an avowed Freemason, of course. Well, that's the thing. I mean, okay. You know, just like the music industry, of course. You know,
no,
many of these
everybody
all
in
these
sports.
Industries are.
Now,
are,
wait. Are I went sports. To Ambridge High School. I went to Ambridge High School, and Dick DiVenzio came to Dick DiVenzio's father came to Ambridge to coach when I was a senior in 1967, and Dick died of brain cancer in 1950. I am convinced that everybody who uses witchcraft dies around 50, 60. Because, let me tell you, all the people that are TV, or rather, TV especially, but movie people, use witchcraft to get ahead. That's what they do. Dick DiVenzio died of brain cancer. Pete Maravich, he's from Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, is notorious for being a place of witchcraft. Who else? Let me think who else that you would know. What's the guy's name who played tennis who died strangely? Maybe Arthur Ashe, because blacks are notorious for using witchcraft. There was another guy. Tennis. Bjorn. No, I don't know if it was Bjorn Borg.
Oh,
it was somebody.
Beyond Bjorn.
He died. He supposedly died from gas inhalation or something like that in Long Island. But Michael. By the way, Michael Jackson. He is 100% a witch. I mean, don't even think that he doesn't use witchcraft to get to. And I don't believe he's dead. I think he's still alive, and he's doing this whole thing to make more money, because he was in. People were suing him right and left for not paying their bills. Two guys that I'm absolutely sure that were involved in witchcraft to get ahead were Christopher Reeve and Michael J. Fox. No, because look what happened to them. I mean, he was like in a wheelchair for the rest of his life, and Michael J. Fox now has MS or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You can't sell your soul and then try to take it back.
I agree. See, what you're saying is in pretty much too. Once you mess with any type of magic, there's you don't know what you're getting into 100%, and even if you're involved with white magic or whatever, you're still taking energy from some source, and it still can go back and bite you in the ass.
Yeah, you're stealing it. It was energy that was supposed to go to someone else, and you stole it, and you take it for your own. That is what witchcraft is.
We didn't really want to do too much witchcraft tonight. We want to get back to the Batman thing a little bit. So let's wrap.
Okay. This is so true. What happened with Christian Bale like a year ago when they made this big thing about him yelling at people in the background? And do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
He threw a temper tantrum at the set to say, and then everybody. So that was the beginning of it. So, I mean, there probably are things that we don't know about Batman that have happened. But I think this was conceived from the beginning. I think that they probably wanted to collect on insurance for it, because nobody would go to the movie, and that's why they did it. Because who cancels openings? Besides the fact that it had already opened in the United States, right? This whole thing is just so much BS. It's horrible. Anyway, I just want to tell you that Bobby Williams, this guy got in touch with me on the internet. It turns out that I was talking, my niece is a witch, and I've been trying to tell my parents. I know she killed my father. I know she killed her grandmother. I know she killed her father's, her father's sister's husband, and I know she killed my brother Jim. He died October 17th, 2011. I have been trying to tell them this for years, and they won't listen to me. She is in Las Vegas right now selling love potions to girls at casino pools to make money. That's what she does. That's what she does, because there are so many girls out there that need love potions to get someone attracted to them. Anyway, if you don't understand that this whole thing is involved in the occult to usher in the Antichrist, you will never get it. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Guys, we're going to take a quick 4-minute break on this song. And we'll be right back to talk more about the Batman stuff. Thanks, everybody that's called so far. We'll be back in 4 minutes. Grab my ID off the bureau. Kiss my son. He's in love with Wolverine, but I'm his hero. Small coffee in a bowl. You can't afford the muffin. 2 trains and a bus. Every morning I'm rushing. 825 is next to nothing, but it's something. Still keep my ticket stubs for a tax deduction. I'm holding doors open, but these suits are shoving. But this ain't the streets. It's either punch him or punch in. Step in the elevator, press the button. 50-something stories on my floors under construction. Mr. White's like, just in time, the toilet's flooding. Grab my mop and a bucket and I get to scrubbing. And then the earth shook and I heard the screams. A man burst and with burns to the third degree. Screaming the sky fall, the latest TV gossipers. Kamikaze pilots with dangerous accomplices. Flying in the buildings with planes full of hostages. The intercom came on.
Please remain in your offices.
Rescue workers running inside the buildings with respirators. I wonder if they know the threat's greater. When I make the call to trigger the charge set to my detonator, firefighters dashing, emergency lights are flashing. I like the ashes, it's like a snow globe inside Manhattan. You're probably watching Fox broadcast the flights crashing. I'll be watching put options and stock prices crashing. This is living for Mr. Vicious, rich and malicious, itching to finish this unlisted, illicit black ops demolition mission. In less than a minute, pop a lithium, sit and listen to my siren symphony come to fruition. This isn't religion, it's a business endeavor. Yeah, I'm a billionaire, survival of the fittest, whatever. I cheated polygraphs, assassinated public officials. I own 33 passports in the raw government issue. Look at that, it's almost time. And if the precision ignition system isn't glitching, it should all go fine. A moment of hesitation before I let destruction.
Can't do it.
Just kidding, you know I hit the button. Like,
mother's from Iran, live in Afghanistan, so I'm playing in the sand. Just a young boy, but I gotta be a man, cause they wanna come kill us for what's under our land. My religion's all twisted, I don't really understand. My uncle made bombs, so one blew up in his hand. Assalamu alaikum, alaikum assalam. My mom swear a veil and made me study the Quran. Late at night, when they let the missiles fly, before you hear the boom, see the streaks in the sky. Fear in my heart, pain deep in my eye. All I ever wanted was to see the beach before I die. Tanks in the desert, soldiers in the city. When they show us love, seem like they do it out of pity. Last week I seen an IED hit a Humvee. They already killed my family, now they hunt me. Pops got shot, crib caught on fire. 13 years old and I'm living on the wire. Allah must be higher, cause I'm the only survivor. That's why now I'm training to fight for Al-Qaeda.
You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. We've had a few calls tonight. I don't mind going off in different directions or wherever the caller wants to go, but at some point I got to get back on topic. And this Batman thing is really fresh in everybody's head. We kind of wanted to do a couple hours on that. And to be honest with you, I'm not saying I don't buy into any of the witchcraft thing. I don't know right now. But I don't know the first damn thing about it, so I don't want to do a whole show on it. How do you feel about that, Justin?
Well, my feeling is this. I mean, whatever you want to call it, witchcraft, occultism, it's the same thing. And I mean, we've addressed it on many other shows, and tonight it's just not what we're more doing, the predictive programming and addressing this event. And, you know, so I think it's definitely a little off topic. You know, I don't know. As far as that, I've looked into the Capoletti's before, and I've only been able to find what that person has said about it. You know, I don't know.
Like her defense of the Pope. I'm going to be honest with you guys, and I know, just like Stephanie just said, fuck the Pope and the Vatican. Exactly.
Seriously.
I mean, really, they are really pulling the strings. Now, maybe there's a couple other small, you know, Jewish families or a couple other families that are sitting up top with them. But to think that they're not have a strong influence over our country when they have the military arm of the Vatican, the Knights of Malta, inserted in every major alphabet agency that we have, you have it's just they're in a conquest to take over the world, really, and they've used religion as a big weapon of that, as their propaganda and the total control of the media and what we see on TV. Guys, do you even know that we're still occupying South Korea?
Yeah, well, supposedly.
I don't think some people don't know that. Like, that's why South Korea and North Korea are split, because we're occupying South Korea. And we want to demonize North Korea all the time, and we invaded them before. And like I said, we've tried to overthrow 37 governments, attack like 50 countries in the last 50 years, okay? And Korea has invaded none. We've dropped an atom bomb on Japan. Nobody else has ever used a nuclear weapon on everybody, but yet we're the nuclear police around the world. We're just the goddamn bullies, but we're not even at the top. Mm-hmm. Our military takes its orders from NATO, and NATO gets its shots from the Vatican. I'm almost convinced of it.
No, I am convinced of it. You know, and here's the thing: whether the roots go back to being, like I said, I do believe a lot of the roots go back to being Jewish, as far as Kabbalah and Babylonian Talmud. But regard, you know, and also the Egyptian mystery schools. However, you know, the religion that they're pushing is not the same one that they're practicing either, and that's a problem. They're into, you know, and what it is, is it boils down to is basic occult, you know, basic planetary worship and worship of demigods, and it's just it's dark stuff, and it all requires blood sacrifice and whatnot. And it's very sick stuff. But I don't know, I don't really want to get too much more into that. But yeah, you know, Brian's 100% right. You know, as far as it goes, you look at every one of these guys, they've all been schooled at Georgetown or Fordham or, you know, one of these Jesuit schools. It's
and not just that, Justin, you notice, and you know, not I don't even like bringing the guy's name up anymore because he's a piece of trash, but guys like Alex Jones and these other people, they have a clear agenda to clear the Vatican's name of everything. You can't even type the words Knights of Malta on his website. They won't address right. The issue, and it's like you could tell who he's working for. He's a Vatican agent, or you know, a Jesuit coadjutor, or whatever they want to call him.
Right.
Him and his Sheen buddies, and you know what I mean.
Right. Right. No, definitely.
That's what the big secret is, guys. See, the mainstream media is there to tell you lies. The alternative media is there to tell you lies, but from another side. But now you believe it, and they're there to keep you in fear. And the alternative media is also there to protect the name of the Vatican.
Right, exactly. That's the alternative. The big part of the alternative media is too. Especially too when you look at a group like the John Birch Society. You know, and the John Birch Society has been around since the 50s, or not too long after World War II. It was the late 40s, early 50s. And it was actually started by a McManus. Now, I'm trying to think who was the one that started it. Well, either way, they were both Knights of Malta as well. You know, so, I mean, here's the thing. We have all these people, and yet the what they do is they concentrate on the globalists and the Zionists and everything else. They won't touch the Vatican, though. They won't touch them at all. And that's one thing about the John Birchers. And these are the same people that are pushing the G. Edward Griffins, the Ron Pauls, and this whole, you know, alternate truth movement that we have, the Alex Joneses, you know. So, I mean, when you see it, you see that they've controlled, they're totally controlling the opposition. And this is not a new plan. This is going back a long time. And I also think that's one of the reasons they've gotten rid of certain researchers that knew this and were big enough to, you know, to make it be known. And obviously nowadays it's getting out there a little bit, but you still have people out there saying, you know, you still have a lot of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for as far as who they work for, as far as, you know, almost everybody that's been awake for a couple of years knows Alex Jones is a shill. However, a lot of people think he's a Zionist shill, or, but no, I think he's clear. It's clear that he's working for, you know, the Vatican side of things. Jesuits, Saint Walton.
Because he totally senses that information. If you were to manage to call his show and get up, like get on the air and get something out quick enough, and you mentioned either the Jesuits or the Knights of Malta, he'll actually erase your call from the call log, so the people that hear the podcast later on don't even hear your call. Only the people that caught it live.
Right. That's why
I've seen videos of it done. Yep. It's absolutely true. So a lot of that credit we got to give to Mark Youngworth and some of the great research he's done on Alex Jones and Jason Burmes. We've had Mark on the show. Maybe we can get him back on in a few weeks or so. It'd be an interesting guest to get back on, get his opinion on a few things.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, it just, that's the thing. So many people don't understand that this movement from the start was, you know, was made to, you know, to chase after these ghosts. And especially when Alex Jones has you telling you that Bilderberg is the top of the line. It's like, how laughable is that? They have a website. You know, they put out their whole guest sheet. You know, those are just the people that are passing down the orders. They've been told whatever from their other higher organizations. It's just another round table group. You know, we know that, but yet still everybody out. And of course, don't get me wrong, they should still have attention brought on them. So should the Council on Foreign Relations and every one of these other Rockefeller groups. But to think that they're the top of the pyramid, it's just insanely laughable, you know, to anyone that's done any real research.
Guys, just remember, you know how everything we learned in school was a lie? I'm going to go down a few things, and just let me finish. I won't say too many of them, and I can get to this all night. But if they lie, well, now obviously a lot of us were already out of school by the time 9/11 happened, but they're probably lying to our kids about it, I'm sure. So if they lie about 9/11, Pearl Harbor, the Vietnam War, JFK,
Gulf of Tonkin.
The outside of the Vietnam War, the Apollo landings. Some people, I mean, even doubt, you know, if the Holocaust was what it was, and you know, I don't know where I stand on that yet, but I've definitely seen some interesting things. If they've lied to us about all these things, I mean, don't you think they might have lied to us about the Roman Empire falling? I think the Roman Empire started Catholic or Catholicism, right, or whatever, and they went and hit everything in a religion. And because they were, right, religion, they were so smart, they had a few prophets that said they had talked with God, and then they controlled 99% of the people with religion. Well, and then it's still going to this day, Justin. Just let me say one more thing. You know, when you're not awake, you think that we are going to all these wars because we're the United States, we're the good guys, we've got to intercede, all that bullshit, okay? Now, we all know that's bullshit as soon as we're
waiting. Yeah, humanitarian wars, yeah.
Yeah, and then we realize it's really to steal people's resources. Well, I'm going to throw a curveball in here, and I'm going to say a lot of it has to do with religion, too, and since we're taking our orders from the Vatican, you don't think, yep, the Vatican would love to see Muslims killed off? You think it's a coincidence that it's Muslim countries?
No, definitely.
That's not going to be popular with some people, but that's just a fact.
No, it is. Now, here's another curveball. Now, here's something this gets a lot of people upset, but it's very possible, too, that Islam was created by the Vatican for the purpose of destroying it later on. you know, and I have a lot of Muslim friends, and I don't begrudge them. I think that, you know, that they're practicing a true religion as they know it. But the fact that Muhammad was married to a Catholic nun and everything else, you know, really makes you wonder there, you know. You know, but regardless, as far as that goes, though, no, you're 100% right. It's all about it's about wiping these certain indigenous peoples off the map. Certain people that, you know, and here's the thing: these people are pretty much the cradle of civilization. And you know,
they'll take people that've been there for 40,000 years and kill them and claim their land. How about this for a lie? One more lie: they told us Columbus discovered America. No, the FT didn't. Yeah. The Pope sent him over to claim the land for the Catholic Church, and when he got here, he betrayed the Indians who were already living here, and there were 3 million of them that he killed off. So how did he discover right. America? No, he took America from the Indians.
Right. Right.
That's
well, not
so
not
absurd.
But Leif Erikson actually landed in Newfoundland, Canada, landed in Newfoundland 200 years before Columbus. Why isn't there a Leif Erikson Day if that was the case? You know, and that was the thing too about Columbus is he came there, and they didn't really see the what was so good about gold or whatever, but they kept bringing him gold, and he was bringing it back to the Queen of Spain, who of course the Queen of Spain has always been controlled by the Vatican as well. They still are to this day. The Maria Palavinci, I believe her name was. I'm not sure she wasn't the one then, but I'm just saying she was, a high roller as far as that goes.
Look what Stephanie wrote. Look what Simone wrote in the chat. I'm not even gonna say it over there about Columbus.
But getting back to what Brian was saying about the Roman Empire becoming, becoming the Catholic Church. Well, here's what happened. You know, instead of having a Caesar, the Caesar became the Pope, and then you have, you know, you had the senators or whatever, which became the cardinals, and so on. And that's all they did. They pretend that Rome fell. Pretended like all these other places were going to be sovereign territories. However, they never really were free from the Pope, and you can even see like all these documents, like I believe it's the Magna Carta and everything. You know, these things are these laws.
Oh, yeah, they really all changed their names. All the people in the Roman Empire changed to a new title that had to do with the Church.
Right.
Cardinals, bishops, popes.
Right.
You know, right down the line, there were like 10, 15 name changes.
Yeah, well, you can go down the list, and you can see exactly which became which eventually or whatever, you know. And it's just insane, you know. And that's the thing nowadays too is people don't realize it's like, you know, living under maritime admiralty law and stuff. And you go to court and you go in front of a judge with a black robe on, for one, and then you have a judge magistrate. The beginning is magic. That's what it is. It's you know, judges were originally magicians, and you know, even going forward now to some other stuff too. You look at the lawyers, the top lawyers. Well, they believe in Saint Thomas Aquinas as their patron saint. Now Saint Thomas Aquinas is, you know, they actually have a big ritual-like ceremony every year where all these lawyers, including the six Catholic Supreme Court members, meet up and celebrate St. Thomas Aquinas. You know, and all this stuff is, unless you look for it, you know, people really don't, you know this or understand it. And, of course, you know, and this doesn't mean that the Jewish ones aren't doing it too. And if you think about it, between every Supreme Court member, they're either the last Protestant one is retiring, and now it's all Jewish and Catholics. That's the whole Supreme Court now. And I'm not saying that Protestants are any better as far as it goes, because here's the thing: every church, every organized religion, has been controlled by the Vatican. Whether it's you know, nowadays even Lutherans, and they broke away, you know, during the Reformation and everything. Martin Luther, you know, and all that. They broke away. But nowadays, you know, through these groups, I forget what it's called, the United Nations Church Council or whatever, you know, they meet up and they're told what to do and told what to say and everything. And of course, you know, the UN is run by the same globalists, the same, you know, the same Vatican or, you know, Jesuit, you know, empire there. So, I mean, it's really just insane all the way down the line. And everything we've ever learned about law and everything is just false. And you know, and most cops don't even know the laws. They have no clue. You know, I'd love to get on someone one night to explain that whole thing to us all. You know, even myself, I'm not 100% up on it. As far as admiralty law and as far as, you know, like even just a quick thing of, you know, when you get pulled over and whatnot. You know, there's a few things that people don't know to say, like, you know, for example, when you're first pulled over, you know, you're really being detained. And that's one of the questions you should ask is, what am I being detained for? And if they say you're not being detained, then say, well, am I free to leave? And they're going to tell you no. So they don't even understand their own laws, that their own. I don't even want to say laws. They're not laws. They're policies. And that's what we're under. You know, we're under a bunch of policies and we've never gotten away from these, you know, this maritime admiralty law. And now this whole thing, and as far as that goes, back to the British Empire, which has always, I believe, since a certain point, been loyal to the been loyal to the Vatican as well. And they also, you know, the Queen is a Dame of Malta and supposedly is signed the Jesuit oath before she took the throne. So, you know, it's all roads lead to Rome. But trying to think, is there anything we missed out on as far as the Batman thing or anything you guys wanted to get into?
I think you guys, if you haven't already, I think you guys need to just spend a little time and just watch some of the Ridiculous Witness videos. You're really going to spot out some bad acting. I mean, you really are. That's why, you know, one of the main reasons I don't even think this was a false flag, because these people, you know, nobody witnessed anything. It doesn't seem. They don't seem shook up at all. Some right. of them actually seem happy. And some of them actually seem like the Holly guy, like one of the commenters was saying. I was so happy when I seen that. A lot of people are waking up to the media involvement on 9/11, you know?
Yep.
And it's helping them come around on things like this. Like, maybe they're not realizing, you know, so much of the CGI video and everything yet, but at least they get to the point where they're realizing actors were used as witnesses, and that only leads you further and further down the road to the truth. And a lot of people right away on this event are willing to call a lot of these people's actors right out. I mean, I'll read 10 YouTube comments, and like 6 or 7 of them will be calling these people a bad actor. I think we're making some headway here. I know it's not just
I think we are.
It's definitely, you know, other people too. But I think really, because this opinion of ours wasn't very popular when we first started pushing it. And you know, I was pushing it real hard as anybody, and it's finally catching on, I think. I think people are finally starting to understand that. And guys, to think that they could do something like a terror attack on a computer, it's easy for them. I mean, we know Hollywood can do it, so what do you think the government's technology with an unlimited budget can do? They can probably do it way better than we can even fathom, you know?
But
they
still
make mistakes. They make a lot of mistakes, and we're finding them all the time. I mean, all the time.
Did you see Stephanie's question in the chat? She said, anyone else think the photos provided of the shooter are different? I think I personally think they look a little different. You know what? And that's up for interpretation. Let me grab the thing. I have one handy on Facebook. Hold on.
Yeah,
where you can where you can see half of the face and, you know, put up next to half of the face.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they looked kind of different, but I thought they could be the same person just because I thought the hair made a big difference.
Yeah, it kind of does. Although, here's the thing: is where the eyebrows go. It's kind of, and the lips look different too. Here, I'm gonna download it real quick, and then I don't know. Try to share it somewhere.
All right, guys. Everybody in the chat, let's take a quick poll. Everybody. Yeah, Simon. What we're gonna do is everybody. We're gonna take a quick poll in the chat. Simone, I'm sorry. We're going to take a quick poll in the chat. Everybody that thinks this was a false flag event and people really died, put a number one. And everybody that thinks it was a total media hoax, put a number two. And let's see what we get for votes. I just want to get an idea of what you guys think. So one for false flag, two for media hoax.
Three for Spanish. I don't know if you can see this from here. I wasn't able to download it right now.
Yeah, we got the link. Yeah, it works. Wow, his eye shape's even different.
That's what I'm saying. Look at that.
And his eyebrows don't even line up at the same spot.
No.
That is a different guy.
We're already getting confusion. One equals false flag, two equals media fakery. How is that, Brian?
Yep.
One is false flag, two equals fakery.
Oh, they want to. Guys, the one and the two has nothing to do with the picture. The one and the two is I was talking about the Batman event. If you think the Batman event was really a false flag, and
Nick says
really,
three.
And people really did get killed, press 1. And if you think it was just another fake media event, press 2. Beaver! Is that the Beaver? That's one of my best friends.
Yeah, I'm in the middle. I do think that you know, so far until we see more, I can't say that I'm 100% on the fakery side. However, that is where a lot of the events have been going lately, and I may change. I may go along with that soon enough. But you know, we haven't seen enough really to, you know, besides the fake witnesses, or besides, not really fake, but besides the non, you know, whatever you want to call them, not to convincing witnesses. You know, I don't know. We'll have to see more. We'll have to see how this develops, you know. But it's a little early on. We're about, 4 days in. You know, I'm not sure. Here is one thing, though. I mean, you know, just a real quick numerology thing. You know, it always adds up to nine, though, huh? Just like this is on July 20th. July is the seventh month, 20th day, 7 + 2, 9. You know, it's 9/12 this is. So maybe that means they're stepping it up, or you know. Or you can add the 1 + 2 and make it 9/3. Which, wow. There you go, 9/3 equals Crowley. Hold on, let me put that out so you guys can see that.
Yeah, well, one of our listeners, Beaver, he asked if I talked about that movie Propaganda that I showed him today. Simone, that's the one that you posted like 4 or 5 days ago. I got to give you credit for that. I've watched the thing probably 4 or 5 times now, and it's what it is, guys. I'll get the link for you guys in a second so you can watch it after. It's a film that came out of North Korea, but it's dubbed in English. And it just talks about everything America's been doing and how they've been basically on a world conquest, just trying to take over people's countries and getting everybody over here just addicted to buying things they can't afford. And, you know, we give $3 billion to Israel so they can, you know, occupy Palestine, which isn't even their land, but we can't feed our homeless. And it's funny because several times she calls George Bush and Tony Blair degenerates, and shows you how everybody in the world wants these war criminals tried for treason and everything else. They show Bush, Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, you know, the whole gang. It's a wicked good movie. I'll get the link for you, Frightening, real quick. Wicked good movie. Especially if you have somebody that's kind of on the edge of maybe waking up. Maybe you don't want to hit him with something so hot as like 9/11 or whatever. You can kind of hit him with this because it's kind of really all common sense once you listen to it.
Yeah, totally.
Take over for a second, Justin, while I'm looking for this.
Yeah, no, you know what? I was looking for the numerology, and that went right past my head. I didn't even think of the whole thing, and I'm just awestruck as, you know, the whole thing of that, and I just came out with it. And obviously, we all know how numerology fits into these agendas and into these events, and how much power they get off of this stuff. And right there, you know, I was looking for it originally, and I was looking for, you know, some type of, some type of connection, and I didn't even see it at the time, and I was looking the wrong way. But there it is. You add up all the numbers. You do seven for the month, July. You know, two, and the zero is nothing. 7 + 2 = 9, and then you go, 1 + 2 for 2012, and that's 3, 93, and which is again just like the hero flight of 9/11. You know, same thing. And that's all to pay tribute to Aleister Crowley and Thelema. And for anyone who wants to, you just Google 93 space 93 space 93 and you'll see what comes up. And that's 93 is their sacred number. You know, another interesting thing that I thought was this whole thing happened in a theater called Century 16. Now, if you I remember that's the first thing that caught my eye when I was looking at the footage of what they were showing. Now, if you take the century and you flip over the 16, you get 91, right? Well, what is a century? A century is 100 years. So then you get another one. So then you get 911 again, you know, but only upside down. You know, for them to pick that movie theater, maybe, you know, it really makes you wonder as far as this stuff goes. That one may be reaching a little bit, but, you know, there again, I think we have to include everything. I think we have to look into this stuff, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know,
that's just like when me and you were talking on the phone earlier, and, you know, I said, I'll tell people what I said. I don't want, you know, especially with all the work I put into 9/11, and we did prove that it was a fake meteor event. I mean, we're already past that point now. It's just a matter of convincing everybody. I don't want to sound like the little boy who cried wolf, and every time something happens, I'm out here saying, oh, that's fake, that's fake, that's fake. But really, we've seen 9/11, 7/7, the Oslo bomber, the Gifford shooting, the 95 Oklahoma City, possibly Waco. I don't know if that was real or not.
Well, Oklahoma City, I don't know about that either, but go ahead.
The 93 World Trade Center bombing. Okay, even if a couple of those were real, you have all these other ones that were totally fake media events. How can you believe any of the shit that they try and push on us right away with these things? You know? And then you have other similarities, like, you know, we were talking about the Lil Wayne video and the skeletons in the movie theater, right? Well, also, this guy, Holmes, the street he lived on was named Paris, like P-A-R-R-I-S-S. Really weird way to spell it. And that's also the name of Lil Wayne's producer for the video. It's really, really strange. And in the Lil Wayne video, he's got the girl in the cage with the Batman mask. I don't know. I might be crazy for saying this, Justin. I just really have a hard time believing some of our law enforcement or soldiers would really just go in there and gun down American citizens. I would rather tend to think that they faked it, you know?
It's yeah, so easy I hear to you.
Fake. I mean, there's so little footage and it's such a small crime scene. Like, it's so easy that they could have just faked it totally, you know? But I'm still open to the idea. Believe me, if any of you guys come with anything good showing me that it was a typical false flag and people died, fine. But I encourage you guys, please, go look at some of the witness interviews. They're a friggin' joke. I'm sorry, they are. It's like Bob McElvain and Donna Marsh and all these people all over again. You know, the same 9/11 families you always saw who turned out to be absolute frauds. Mary Fretchett. Right. You know, all these people.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You know, if there's real victims, I don't want to insult them, but I think there are some telling things. Like, okay, they're not in the Social Security Death Index yet, but I did say maybe it's too quick and they're not in there yet. But also, it seems that none of these people, except for like one of them, even has a Facebook page. Now, not to say that the Facebook is the be-all and end-all of everything, but... You know, it's everybody that's any age from probably 15 to 30, you know, has a Facebook account. You know, none of these people come back. Like, one name comes back as being like a real person. Stephanie wanted to ask, why don't we go through all the schooling just to get to grad school and then drop out? Yeah, I'd love to talk about that right now, actually. I know Beva, we were watching this on the thing earlier and we were talking about it. The schooling is set up by the same people, the Vatican or whoever you think's in power. They set up the school system to basically indoctrinate people and rewrite history and hide all the bad stuff that they've done, blame it on other people, and just rewrite history. And that's the truth. What do you think about that, Justin?
Hold on. I was typing. I got most of what were you saying. As far as
I was saying, indoctrination. The people that run the world, like the Vatican or whatever, they set up the school systems to rewrite history and hide everything.
Of course. Look who writes. Look who writes the history books. Most of these the groups that write them are all UN sanctioned and everything else. You know, they are taught to teach fake history. They are taught right now to teach your kids Agenda 21. They're taught to teach them that overpopulation is happening, that we have to get rid of people, that there's too many people on the earth for the resources, you know, that the oil is going to run out, which, you know, obviously we know that there's ways around oil. I believe oil is abiotic. I don't believe in the fossil fuel theory. You know, I think it's a total ruse. I don't believe in peak oil or any of that. And I think it's all propaganda. And that's what it is. That's the problem about having your kids in public school. And most people don't really have a choice in the matter because economically nowadays, you know, what can you do? And even private school, same thing. You know, they have the same curriculum as far as that goes, unless you're, you know, it'd be nice to all live in the same area. And take turns, you know, teaching different subjects to each other's kids and actually have a decent community. But then again, what would happen? You know, we'd be called the outcasts and, you know, and they don't vaccinate, you know, a bunch of people that don't vaccinate their kids and drink fluoridated water. And they'd probably come after us like they did with Koresh and them in Waco. You know, I don't necessarily think that. I think they made him out to be a monster a lot more so than he was. Don't get me wrong, it might well have been a cult, but you know, it either way, for them to go in there and kill all those civilians is messed up. Yeah, you know, totally sick.
You ain't kidding. Like I was saying earlier, you know, we've invaded like 50 countries, overthrew like 37 of them, all in the last 50 years. I mean, that's just ridiculous. There's no need for that. We're just trying to take over the world, and we're really just doing the bidding of the Vatican, and the orders get called down from them, and it's disgusting. Guys, you can't kill 1.8 million Iraqi civilians by accident. Okay? That's intentional. That's you bombing neighborhoods and apartment buildings and everything. And that's what we did. So, let's just say you believed 9/11. Let's just say you believed that these people, Iraq, who actually had nothing to even do with the story. Let's just say you believe Iraq had something to do with 3,000 people dying in New York, which didn't even happen, but let's just say you believe that. Do you think you're righting a wrong by going over and killing almost 2 million of their civilians? That's the most asinine, selfish thing I've ever heard.
No, I agree. You know, and could you imagine that here? And that's the thing about everybody, you know, support the troops, this and that. Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, as much as I don't want to see our troops, you know, our fellow, you know, friends and everything that we know going overseas and getting hurt. I mean, then again, you know, they're stepping in someone else's backyard without being invited with guns and telling these people how to live. And these people are living under martial law. We worry about martial law. Well, in Iraq, Afghanistan, you know, Libya, soon to be Syria, etc. These people live under martial law. They have curfews. They're not allowed to, you know, to do certain things. Their infrastructure is fried. Never mind the people that are dead. You know, of course, during the beginning of the war, they don't tell you this, but most of the time, they use EMP weapons to just disable all the electronics in these places, and that they're done. That fries them. They have to go and set up a whole new infrastructure in these places. You know, and never mind, you know, they're living months and months. After the invasion of Iraq, they went over a year without plumbing and water and stuff like that. And, you know, and that for them to, and then you have people coming out and saying, well, they should pay us back for freeing them. You know, people like Donald Trump, they should pay us back in oil. It's like, you know, it's just so much bullshit that, I just can't believe that more Americans are not catching on to that. I'm really disgusted by it. And at some points it makes me even just want to stop, you know, on my crusade or whatever, or stop even trying to inform people that don't want to be bothered. And just, you know, stick to the people that do care. And, you know, it's really troubling, though, because, I mean, you get to these people, they just don't want to know, they don't want to care. And it's just them and their little world, and you know, they don't need to know. You know, to me, that's troubling. If I know anything I learned in school was a lie, I want to dig into it deeper and find out why and who.
Yeah,
and who made them lie, and what was this lie made about? You know, and the same thing, it has to do with, like, the civil rights and everything. You know, they tell you it was about freeing the slaves, when in reality, it was really more about states' rights and whatnot, and it had a lot to do with currency, it had a lot to do with other things. Now, of course, I'm reading a lot more, too, about the South was actually, was pretty much set up by a bunch of Scottish Rite Freemasons, like Albert Pike, to go against the Union Army. But that was the problem, because Lincoln had put out the greenbacks, you know. And you see this the currency is one thing they will make us go to civil war over if we ever get people in there that want to issue interest free greenbacks. That's what it comes down to. You know, when it comes down to money, money is not everything to these people. They have so much. However, they use it to control us, and that's the main thing about money, and that's where they get their power from. Because if we're not broke, if we have money to live and everything, then it's not really like, you know, they can't control us as easy. But when you're broke and you have to go down to the state and get food stamps and get whatever, or just, you know, go out and look for a job every day and get unemployment. You know, that's what they want. They want you actually living off the government tit, as sad as that sounds. You know, some people will never understand that. But, you know, and think about this. I mean, and I'm not saying it's going to happen anytime soon, but eventually we do know they want us all chipped. So who's going to be the first ones to get chipped? It's going to be your jail inmates, your felons. And then next is going to be anyone that's on state aid. And then after that, you know, some people are probably going to get it voluntarily, and pretty soon 85 to 90% of the country is going to have it, and then you're just going to be the outcasted, and eventually you will be outcasted for not getting it, you know. And that's what we're looking at. And I'm not saying it's going to happen within the next 2 years, but within the next 10, to 15? Yeah, of course. I think that sometimes, and that's the problem with a lot of these Alex Jones characters. They push this stuff like it's happening. They're gonna take your guns. You know, they're gonna come in your house. No, well, I don't think they're ever gonna come in really too many people's houses and get them in the middle of the night. They don't need to. They've got slow kill for that. You know, but as far as this other stuff, they've been doing this for, let's figure, at least as far as 1776, maybe if you want to go with 1913, either way, or let's go all the way back to biblical times. You know, they can wait. They can always wait 20 more years, 50 more years. It doesn't matter as long as the agenda gets fulfilled. You know, and right now they're coming into their new age of Aquarius. They've supposedly been in it now for a few years or whatever. But 2012 is the real dawning of it. So they're trying to bring it in with a bang and really start shifting us away from these old religions into these new religion. You know, and that's where it comes into the one world religion. And that's why, you know, it's all eyes really in a couple weeks. I really think the closing ceremonies and the opening ceremonies at London are going to be events to look after. Another quick note I just want to say is, as far as this goes, I don't know of dates in August, obviously, any 9s and 11 dates and everything like that to look forward to. But I was thinking also maybe that Century 16 thing means something as far as, you know, I believe that's right when the closing ceremonies will be going on, too. I might be wrong about that, but if that's the case, you know, it's nothing is out of this realm. But, I don't know. I just think that something is going to happen in London. This was the precursor to that. This was America's little, you know, jab before the knockout blow. And you know, whether they go with a fake alien invasion or if they just have a fake nuclear attack or a real nuke, you know, or a fake Arab attack with Semtex, which keeps coming up over and over again when you look at the search on. What's that?
I said I keep hearing it. I keep hearing Semtex nerve gas.
Yeah.
And I just know what it is from, like, watching shows like 24 and stuff.
You mean VX nerve gas. Semtex is an explosive.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I do mean VX nerve gas.
Yes, Semtex is a plastic explosive. But yeah, no, you're right though. The nerve, that's what they're saying now. Supposedly, did you catch that? Supposedly, a Syrian authority said that if anyone touches Syria, that they will
they'll use chemical weapons.
Yeah. Tell me that doesn't sound like a setup.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, how can you believe our media when they say something like that? We're just gonna go after Syria. You know, it's fucking crazy, man. It's like, when's it gonna stop? 2 years ago, I would have never thought we were the bullies in the world, you know? And I mean, we're not at the very top of the chain, but we're high up there, and
well, we just
bully people around.
Well, you know what it was, Brian? Here's the thing. America was the last New World Order. America was the, you know, that's what America was about. America was a big experiment, pretty much, and they wanted to make to see what would happen when they made this mixing pot, this melting pot of a country, and that's what it was all for. It's pretty much was a precursor to the New World Order. They put a huge country full of people from all different backgrounds to see how we would live together and how we would, you know, and see how we wouldn't live together and whatnot. And I think that was part of, you know, what they wanted to see. And at the same time, made us this big superpower and everything. And you know, it's really makes you wonder as far as what their plans for America are and what their plans in general are for what, you know, when is this going to calm down? I think after 2012 it'll calm down a little bit, but you know, that depends what happens here. They are going to pull a big event at some point.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Wonder if it'll be with actors or on a computer.
Exactly.
It's a riot, man. It really is. Imagine how long people were fooled and still are fooled studying fake collapse footage. Like, it's not even real video, and you're trying to describe why it's going faster than free fall. It's like, it's almost mind-boggling to think that we did that for so long, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely.
So they, you know, as much as we say they did a sloppy job, they did a pretty good job. Because we were going through that shit with a fine-tooth comb for years, and didn't really see it for a while.
Yeah, definitely. Did you want to finish this up around ten more minutes at 2?
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that. What else did you have? Did you have anything else you wanted to get into before we did?
Trying to think. You know, I mean, really just the, you know what I wanted to talk about a little bit? And this is a little bit off topic or whatever, but something, you know, just for a couple minutes. The fact that a lot of people across the country nowadays are starting to realize that instead of planting grass, they can in fact make their front lawn into a garden. Well, there's been a few instances of this in the United States and Canada where in fact they've, gone in and actually bulldozed people's gardens. Not like they're trashy looking gardens, nice looking gardens on people's front lawns. And the reason for this is because, they don't want you growing food. They want you just to keep your lawns or whatever else, you know, and it's part of the Agenda 21 Codex Alimentarius thing. And they're trying to get less and less people to grow food, and the only thing they could say is, oh, well, it's part of the zoning, it's part of the city thing. Well, you know what? Supposedly your home is your castle, you know, and we all know that you really don't own your home, even though you sign the papers for it. The banks can take it pretty much even when it's paid off. If you don't pay your taxes, you can lose it. So what does that say? But you know, for someone that chooses to actually do something good with their lawn instead of just growing grass that is really just there for looks, I think it's totally disgusting. I think that anyone nowadays with any type of head on their shoulders realizes that that's completely wrong to say you can't have a garden in your front lawn. You know, and I think everyone needs to stop being a bunch of, a bunch of stuck-up... I don't even know what the word I want to use for it is without swearing, you know, but, you know, a bunch of stuck up pussies, really, I guess. And who cares what your neighbor does? I mean, as long as it's not impeding on your property, you know, and as much as I hate a lot of the propaganda that's been pushed around in the libertarian movement and whatnot, I just still totally like to live by that principle of the non-aggression principle, live and let live. I'm not worried about what you do. You shouldn't be worried about what I do as long as it's not affecting anybody else. And that's the problem with everybody. Everyone wants to stick their nose into somebody else's business and tell them how to live. And this is the world we live in nowadays, you know, and that's the problem. I don't know. I think if the nanny state has gone too far. People like Bloomberg.
The bigger problem is people don't even realize it. You can't even explain it to them.
No, they don't. You know, and people stick up for that. People stick up for these cities that are bulldozing people's gardens, you know, or giving them 2 weeks to pull all their stuff up.
Dude, I've been called the anti-American for telling people the truth on 9/11. Oh, excuse me, of course. For putting my neck on the line and telling you what really happened. If you could just use your own eyes and look at what I'm saying, you know, don't tell me I'm wrong without looking. You're just going to listen to the government? You think the government's going to tell you the truth? You think the news is going to tell you the truth? People need to realize. This is the biggest point I think we could make pretty much almost any episode. The news is there to lie to you, to deceive you, to tell you stories, to cover up crimes, and to cover up the things our government is doing, and to indoctrinate you and brainwash you to behave in certain ways. It's not there to inform you. You have to just get your information from all different places and figure out how to weed through the bullshit. I know that's not the easiest thing, and not everybody has the time to do it. But you know what? That's the only way you're going to ever get to the truth.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's the only way. Guys, we're going to wrap it up in 5 minutes. Anybody have anything else you want to talk about the Batman thing? Something we might have missed. Anybody want to call in? You got 5 minutes and we're going to wrap it up. And we covered a good thing. I think we got a little sidetracked with one of the callers with the witchcraft thing. And I did the best I could to keep it short, you know. But we got the Batman thing down pretty good. We got into the Pope and the Knights of Malta and controlled opposition a little bit. That was good. A lot of people still don't know what the Knights of Malta are, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and it's insane because, you know, this is research. I mean, you know, and I know, understand it's not out there. And here's the thing, guys, there is some disinformation out there, and there's a lot of people out there, and it's like that everywhere. I mean, you know, and here's the thing: a lot of this information on this stuff comes from people like Eric John Phelps and Craig Oxley, but there's others too. And I don't agree with them on a lot of what they say. They actually are on a lot of racist stuff. However, their information on the Vatican is pretty good, and I don't put every little thing on the Vatican like some people do. But I do believe that they are the backbone behind this thing. You know, I do believe that there is a significant part of a few Jewish groups, especially the Ashkenazi and the Sephardics, that have a big stake in this New World Order as well. But I really do think that for the most part, the Vatican is the background of it. Yet so many people are just worried about Zionism and this and that. And Zionism is a big problem, and it is disgusting. However, it's not something I think we, you know, I think it needs to be on the same scale. I think people need to look into the Vatican just as much, is pretty much my point. Another thing, too, I don't know. I'm really sick of hearing about all the Obama stuff. To me, I think Obama's pretty much, pretty much done. I don't know. Unless they put him in for another term, which I don't see happening. I don't know about you, Brian, but I don't see them really doing it. But that's just my opinion. I think all this talk, this birth certificate stuff is a day late and a dollar short, to be honest. All this... Oh, and Breitbart stuff. I don't know. I think it's more disinfo than anything.
Justin, to answer a few questions in the chat, do you have a list for Simone of the Knights of Malta that have key prominent spots in our government?
No, I can get that to her though. I don't have it offhand, but I can get a decent amount of. I can find her a decent list of it though.
All right, cool. Because she was asking on that. And people were asking about the three witnesses that said somebody was let in the back door. I don't know. I mean, if you guys think it's a false flag and this event really happened, then yeah, maybe I could see that. But I haven't seen any credible-looking witnesses yet. I don't think this thing even happened, and I don't think they needed to let anybody in the back door. These people that are saying they let people in the back door are just like the 9/11 witnesses saying they heard bombs in the basement. You know what I mean? We're talking the same thing here.
Well, but let's just say, for instance, that what we're hearing now, you know, I mean, I think we should give some talk to the other, you know, to what's going on too. And yeah, I mean, there you go right there. Why are they supposedly not looking for this other person that let this person in? And that's a very good question. So, I mean, as far as, you know, looking into this, why are people not worried about, this guy, this supposedly lone gunman, once again, a lone gunman, you know, why are they adamant that he had no help? When supposedly all these witnesses say someone got a phone call, went up and opened the door. You know, like Brian said, most likely the witnesses are bullshit and everything else. But just in case by some chance it's not, or, you know, maybe it did happen, they inflated the body. Who knows? However, you know, what they told us amounts to a hill of shit, though, as far as that goes. So, you know, that's pretty much all I really have to say on it. But we will see, obviously, coming up, you know, in the next few weeks and whatnot. You know, we'll do some research on some of the victims and whatnot. And, you know, we'll see what's what.
Yeah, because that'll take some time. Some of that paperwork might take some time for them to be registered and everything like that. So it'd be good to get, like, another week under our belt. depending on my work schedule, I'll announce early next week what night we're going to go on. It'll probably be either Monday or Tuesday around this time, 10 or 11. So just stay tuned to my Facebook post. You know, on Monday, just make sure you check on the in our Facebook group. I'll drop that group in the chat if anybody doesn't have it. I'll accept you to the group. That way you won't miss anything. And, Justin, unless you have anything else, I mean, I think I'm, we're about ready to get out of here.
No, that's all I have for tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening. Sorry we got a little sidetracked there, but, you know, we try to be diplomatic, let everyone get their word in here. Some people just got a little too many words tonight. But no matter what, thank everybody for listening, and thank you for all your input. Without you guys, you know, you guys are our research team as well and our backbone, so appreciate everything you guys do. So thank you guys all out there, and I don't know. We'll be talking to you.
Thanks for being patient with us switching nights all the time here. It's just I started a new job, and I had to take different hours, so we couldn't do Sunday nights anymore. So it's either going to be Monday or Tuesday when we're going to try and do a show. You know what I mean? So just check in with our Facebook group. If you don't have that, right after I start the outro here, I'll get the link and I'll post it in the chat for you guys. All you guys should be members. And then you guys will never miss any of our shows because I always post a few times that day before it. But
we'll try to Twitter it too for anyone out there that's just on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. So for Justin Cook and for all of our good listeners and callers tonight, I'm Brian Stavely. This is Dose of Reality Radio, and we'll see you next week.
As it relates to across America. Vibes, and now get on.
It's dead real. Yo, why is Jada kiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gon' give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. It's going down. Why they selling people CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my homies ain't get that cake? Why is a brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you in stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kiss that raw? Why?
All that I've been giving is this pain that I've been living. They got me in the system.
Push pounds and powder. Why did Bush knock down the towers? Why you around them cowards? Why Aaliyah have to take that flight? Why my homie D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting brothers get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do rappers lie in 85% of their rhymes? Why a brother always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through in the pecan jack? Why they crack have to hit so hard even though it's almost over? Why people can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you can sell in the streets? Why I say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why?
All that I've been giving is the thing that I've been living. They got me in the system.
Let a white man pop her to get an Oscar. And why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young brothers is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops is gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug? It's only the hawk. Why my buzz lives in LA ain't like it is in New York. Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s, cause I got all the old ones. That's